Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back in the show. Second half hour of this Friday, TGIF, August 15th, 2025 edition. Joining us on the line right now is the author Rick Randall. He's written a book called Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success. It's available on Amazon as well as Barnes & Noble. And we enjoy every Friday ending the week with Rick and his words of wisdom. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Randy. How are you today?
We're doing good. Looking forward to a little pontoon boat ride tomorrow, 41st wedding anniversary with Miss Vicky. I'm praying that the weather forecast is going to change. They're talking about cloudy rains in the morning, overcast all day long tomorrow, and I'm like, no, Lord, I want to see what I'm seeing right now outside, blue, sunny skies. So that's what we're praying for. But Rick, I wanted to talk to you about the book. We've had a few people tell us that they've bought the book. Rod Wheeler got his book, his copy. We've sent out a couple of others that people have texted me for information on how to get it. I send them the photo of the cover of the book, as well as the link directly to Amazon and Barnes & Noble. One of the things that people in hearing you talk with us on Friday say, you know, it's amazing how all of these words and all of these life experiences are told so excellently in the book, just using words and definitions and the poems and things like that. That was basically your desire when you sat down and wrote the book.
So I thought about that today, is the purpose of the book. You know, why did I write the book? And it has to do with just the words that we use in our life. And so often we let bad words, I call them, bad words, bored, anxiety, depression, kind of overwhelm the negative few, overwhelm the positive many. And so I put, you know, it turned out, like you said, you counted them for me, 123 good words, but there's so many really good words. And the premise is still that, you know, on the average daily vocabulary, we have 1500 words that we use. And so back to Rod, I was going to talk to him a little bit, not talk to him specifically, Rod, but your word outlook. So I'm going to end the show today with the word outlook. And I thought that was excellent, and I appreciate that word. And then, but I thought I'd write, talk about first the word hope. So again, I went through the dictionary, and I used a concise dictionary. I didn't go to the 20,000 word one, but I went through A to Z and I found positive words. And so I just kind of created my own little dictionary of positive words. And then I picked, ideally it was three words per letter. And then I wrote something about, a little definition and then kind of what it meant to me. And then a little power statement, I call it, and then a poem to go with it. And I chose the 123 words that I did. And then a few other people gave me a couple more words that I added, and those were good too. And then outlook, I'm going to toss outlook. I hope to do another book, volume two, because there's so many good words out there. And again, if you have 1500, I only have 123, so I got a few more to put in the book. But the definition of hope, when you think about hope, I hope you have a good day, or I hope you get well soon. You know, it sometimes it's a little empty. It's sometimes it just doesn't, you know, like it's a maybe. You know, and so I looked it up, and so I looked up hope, and the definition I found was positive expectation. And so positive is confidence, and expectation is the outcome. So the word hope is that you have positive, or you have confidence in the outcome. And hope grows stronger in direct proportion to your faith. Your faith is directly related to what you believe in. So I wrote this line in there. It's kind of funny. If an apple a day will keep the doctor away, just think what a big old bag full of hope will do for your life. The less you worry, worry, the less you have to. And so when your bag is full of hope, faith, and believe, you know, worry tends to go away. And so then I wrote, you know, I hope you are successful. And so I kind of chuckled when I wrote that, because, you know, if you really get the definition, then you go, yes, that's exactly what's going to happen. But so I wrote this little poem, and hope is always the appropriate word. To think anything else is a bit absurd. Positive expectation is what it means. It is the way to think. There's nothing in between. Positive is confidence in the will to do. Expectation is what we are hoping for. Hope will see it through. I hope you'll be successful. There is no doubt to me. Positive expectation is that your hope is what will be. And so that kind of fills in that word hope. But I got to back up, Randy. Congratulations on 41 years.
Thank you, sir.
Go. And tomorrow, I had two thoughts on that. I'm going to talk about this one too in a minute. Is there's always sunshine where I come from, you know?
Yeah.
So we had a family reunion. And so when it comes to boating and being on the lake, you're definitely right. A dry, sunny day is a little bit better. And so we had a family reunion, and I was so excited to have the boat. And we accessed Torch Lake. And so, you know, it's my cousins and uncles and aunts, and everybody's coming to our house. And we've got a tent in the backyard, and we're just going to have a lot of fun. And so that Saturday was kind of the day, you know. Oh my goodness, it started sprinkling, and it never stopped sprinkling, and it kept on sprinkling. And I was sitting there kind of with a little suspect look at my face, and my cousin Jay came up, and he says, Rick, it's okay. I said, well, yeah, kinda. He says, you know, it's just about being together, and it's just about family. And I agree with all that, Jay. And I said, Jay, except we've got a boat and we've got a lake over there, and we could really use a little bit of a bright spot in the sky. So
right. Anyways,
I hope that you have the perfect day, and I hope you get out there on the lake. My sister Marcia, and I think she's pretty correct on this when she says if it starts raining before 7, it'll be done by 11. And it's so interesting to me how often that is true.
Yeah,
so,
that's an old farmer saying that usually pretty much does come true. Well, one of the things that I wanted to talk about specifically, though, it's amazing to me, because as I hear the commercial play, the two commercials play here on the radio station, and I'll get a phone call or I'll get a text message, hey, I just heard that commercial, and I said, you know what, I'm going to give you Rick's number. I don't know, have any of our listeners so far reached out to you and actually talked with you on the phone yet?
Yes. Pat earlier, I spoke with her and had a great conversation with her.
Okay.
So one for one.
Okay.
For sure. But
okay, because I'm giving your phone number out, and I hope you don't mind, because people, you know, enjoy, you know, the things you talk about on Fridays. And again, like I said, Rod says, you know, I really like his outlook. I appreciate, you know, having him on the show. But one of the things that we do want to do, though, is we want to get young people to get a hold of this book. Explain to the audience why you feel that this book would really be a great graduation gift, why people would, you know, greatly be able to share this information, be able to get this in the hands of our young people.
What's incredible is where do you get this kind of outlook anywhere out there? You know, where do you expose yourself to anything that's real positive? I mean, you have to look for it. You have to be in search of. And so often, you know, different reels that are out there. I like baseball reels and sports reels and different things like that. But there's a lot of reels in what I describe as ugly human behavior. And I think you just can't put that into your prefrontal cortex too much. Otherwise, it stays and it sticks. And that's what you live from. So this book, I just thought about that. I wrote that the other day. This is a great book for young parents to read to young children. And the young children get it. It was interesting. My nephew Ben, who's turned out to be a pretty smart kid, but way back when, he's just young, and we asked him something, and he used the word actually. He goes, well, I actually believe this. And we looked at him like the word actually, you know. But then there was a lady that I met down in North Carolina who, she had a preschool, and we had just produced a coloring book, and we were using words like persistent and responsible and honesty and whatever the words. We had 31 words for the coloring book. And she said, you know, it's amazing the words that these kids learn. And, you know, whatever, I mean, they're listening. And so if you were a younger parent and you read the book to your younger child, it inputs great stuff into their prefrontal cortex. And it's more than just a motivational, inspirational word. It's a word that kind of builds their character. And there's lots of them in this book here. And so then the kids start reading the book back to you. And so, you know, you can't have the behavior if you don't have the word was our premise. Well, that's not totally true, but the idea is that to be honest, if you don't know what honest is, you can't be honest. So if suddenly you're being read these words to you, not suddenly, but you're being read these words to you when you're younger, and then now you're reading the words back, or then I really targeted high school, college kids, because I just felt from 17 to 27 in that period of your life, you're just so young, but that's the 10-year period where you get to grow into yourself. And there should be, you know, no pressure. It takes a little longer for some and shorter for others to kind of get where they're going. But it's a 10-year maturation period that's so important for all of us. And we don't, you know, we don't know who we are when we're 18. We think we do, and then we get to 21 and we realize we didn't, and now we do, and 24 and 27. I tell young people all the time, you got a beautiful period of your life from 17 to 27 to kind of figure things out. Who am I? You know, who do I want to be? What do I want to become? You know, where do I want to live? What do I want to do? It should be such an exciting time. And that's where these words actually come in. Because if you had these words incorporated into your kind of into your being, then that's your expectation. That's the hope that you would have for your life. And so that's really the reason I wrote it. And then as you get older, you know, if we call older 27 to 35, these words just even on a daily basis just give you a little boost for what's kind of going on in your day. And you mentioned it before, Randy, where you just open the book. And I did this today. That's kind of fun. I was thinking about, okay, what words would I use? What would I say today? And so I thought, just open the book. And that took me to the word mind. So M-I-N-D. And so your mind is the house for your thoughts. The thoughts are the seeds from which your future grows. So what you think about comes about. That was Mark Victor Hansen's way of saying it. But the cool thing is that your mind can only hold one thought at a time. If I say red, you can only think red. You might not hold on to it very long. You might flip to blue, but for a minute, a short minute, a second, your mind holds that thought. So the thought that you hold in your mind either makes you feel good or bad, right? It either gets you excited or inspires you or it bums you out. And so a lot of thoughts are fictitious. It's just stuff that pops into your head. And sometimes I think in my own thinking, you know, where did that thought come from? You got to be kidding me. But the beautiful thing about it is that you can rewind and rewrite and replay and play a better thought. Well, that's where good words come in. And so, you know, the cool thing about that is if you have, you know, a 1,500 bag of really good words, then, man, thoughts suddenly start to become way more positive, way more inspirational, motivational. They feel good, and you hang on to those kind of thoughts. And so are we better thoughts
very good.
Than good words
very
that you
good.
Know? Yep. So
yep.
Very good.
Hey, Rick,
all right.
we're gonna wrap this up for a word for today, for this weekend.
Sure.
Again, Rick Randall, the author.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
That own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final segment of today, final segment of this week, and we want to end it with a word, a definition, and perhaps even a short poem from the author Rick Randall, the author of the book Road Trip. So, Rick, go ahead, sir.
Sure. So last week, Rod talked about my outlook, and he appreciated that. And I thought, you know, this word isn't in the book. I'll add that to the next volume. But so I thought about the word itself. There's a few different possibilities, I suppose. The first thing you think about is, you know, the weather outlook. And so, you know, what is the weather outlook? And it's partly sunny or partly cloudy, chances of precipitation or not, too hot or too cold, or how might that affect me is my choice, you know. So then I thought about what about your mental outlook? How might that affect you? So I wrote this poem just the other day. Just one of the poems in the Road Trip book is about living in the sun. Well, this is just a little different version. So here's today's poem with regarding outlook. There is always sunshine where I come from. The sunshine is up to me. More love, more light, more sunshine. It makes it way easier to see. The sun is shining all day long. It comes from deep inside. When I believe in God's love and light, the road trip is a beautiful ride. Outlook is just an attitude, a positive energy about what we think and do. My outlook for today is pretty positive. I hope that is also true for you. So then I finished that, and I thought, okay, I wrote this. I thought that was pretty fluffy but reasonable. So then I thought, here's another truth. So if all of us came together in this thinking, if we started our day with a sunny outlook regardless of the weather, the energy would absolutely be incredible. We would work together. We would look out for one another. The goal would be to overcome and conquer fear of failure. We would overcome any doubt that we might have. So then I wrote, you know, pass the positive, outlook sunny, believe in possible, working relationships, and that was on Sunday. So I said that'd be a pretty sensational Sunday. And so, you know, when you wake up, it's, you know, what is your mental outlook to begin the day? And it's, I mean, if you just start with simple things, you know, today my goals were wake up. I thought that was a good one. The first goal was just wake up, right? Yeah, I think that's pretty important.
Yeah, make sure you're still on this side of the ground.
I'm here, you know. So anyways, wake up early, eat breakfast, shower, wake up my nephew Joe. My nephew Joe came into town from Utah for a wedding, and so I got to pick him up and spend the night with him down in Travers. And so that was part of the day. And then we went to the store and then come back home, unload the car, prepare. So I write all this stuff down. And, you know, some of it's so basic, unload the car. But it's just fun to check off the list. And you go, now I got to mow some grass. I've got a patient coming in. I'm going to bike ride to the north end of the lake and have a swim today. But, you know, that the what you write down and what you think about and what you kind of get a little zest for your life is what fires up your outlook. And so, you know, every day is sunny. It's just a matter of how you think about it. So,
amen.
Randy,
absolutely.
Good luck tomorrow with cloud-free blue skies. But here's a saying I heard from somebody one time. It goes like this. It says, you know, some people just walk in the rain. Some people walk in the rain. Other people just get wet. So you can have a lot of fun on the boat anyways.
That's what we plan to do. Rick, we greatly appreciate you. Thank you for coming on the show today. You have a great weekend.
Congratulations, Randy. You bet. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Well, one of the things I wanted to wrap up the show with for today, this week, is all of the sponsors, all of the information we give. Again, we have these text messages going back and forth where it's stored in my phone. Well, I want you guys to understand that this is technology that doesn't always work. I had a person actually call me and said, hey, I sent you a text message and I never got anything back. Well, two things. You got to make sure that you text it to me the right way. So for Rick Randall's book, the cover of the book, along with the link to Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble, you have to text me RT, Road Trip. If you just text me Rick or Rick Randall, you're probably going to get Rick Hughes' Sunday morning show, The Flatline. We have been carrying the show on Sunday mornings from 7:30 to 8. It's a good show to listen to, maybe perhaps while you're getting ready to go to church. That show is rickhughesministries.org. It comes to us from Alabama. He's a great minister of the gospel as well as Bible lessons. 10 biblical principles to live your life by. If you haven't checked it out yet, please continue your normal biological clock. Get up ready to go to work, but it's Sunday. So make yourself a cup of coffee from 7:30 to 8 and check out Rick. Rick, R-I-C-K, is the text message. That will send you the link to his website, rickhughesministries.org in Cropwell, Alabama. You can also go to his website, rickhughesministries.org. You can get books. You can get DVDs. You can get all kinds of stuff there absolutely free. He will mail them to you just for being a listener of our show. He has some benefactors that have sponsored him for many years. I believe 22 years he's been doing this, and he's built up quite a big audience. He's heard on over 100 radio stations across the country. All you have to do is go to our website, yourdefendingfathers.com, or the radio station's website, wchy.us, and you can listen online on the website, 7:30 to 8, every Sunday morning. So then we go to church services after some music, and this show on Friday show repeats all weekend, as well as the break, and then the music starts at noon. So greatly appreciate if you guys check all that out. Again, text me RT for Road Trip. Text me R for Rick Hughes Ministries. If you need a ride, we'll keep going with ours. Ride, R-I-D-E. Our new friends at upnorthrides.com, chauffeur service here in Northern Michigan. That's it for this week. You guys have a great one. Have a blessed weekend. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop. At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole.